When biologists apportion fish runs, they break down the total salmon escapement into species. That gives us counts for not only sockeye, but chinook and chum as well. Area management biologist Tim Sands says the reason the Nishigak is the only river that apportions is partly because of the river's muddier water.
All our other places are towers, and from the towers it's clear water and we can see the actual fish. On the Nishigak we're using sonar, and it's muddy water, and we can't see the actual fish. We just see the images of them going by, but it's like a shadow. It looks like an ultrasound.
Because the fish aren't as visible to the naked eye, Sands says they use other methods to check species.
We can't tell from that whether it's a chum or a king or a sockeye, so we do the drifts to apportion those raw counts of fish into the different species.
While parts of the river are less muddy, Sands says it would reduce the significance of the escapement counts.
The Nishigak is too turbid, and to find clear water, you'd have to go so far upstream that the information wouldn't be useful for management.
He says that apportioning the run allows biologists to monitor Nishigak River Chinook. But while managers consider the Chinook run during the season, decisions about the commercial fishery prioritize sockeye. Travis Ellison is the area management biologist on the east side of the bay. He says the kings don't typically swim past their counting towers.
Yeah, on the east side, our rivers are dominated by sockeye salmon. There are some king salmon populations in most of them, but most of the spawning occurs below the counting towers.
Ellison also says that counting towers can have a difficult time trying to estimate Chinook in rivers.
Even in places where there are kings going by towers, they're difficult to count because they tend to be more in the middle of the channel and we can't usually see all the way across. So while we do see some of the other species besides sockeye, our counts are, minimal at best.
While weirs can provide more accurate counts and allow for apportionment, the size of the runs in Bristol Bay makes using them unfeasible.
When you're dealing with, millions of salmon going into one river system, a weir would just hold them back. There were weirs pre-statehood in Bristol Bay when the runs were much smaller and before they had figured out how the counting towers work, but they really are the most efficient and the most accurate method we got for counting sockeye salmon here.
In Dillingham, I'm Brian Venlaw.